Who's your daddy?
Boom! We are off with another episode of Booze Your Daddy, the podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Alan Snyder, here with my boy, Captain of the SS How's Your Father? It's Zach Elias. What's up, buddy?
We gotta dig it up. Yes, there's probably stuff in there. How's mine? Oh, Jenna's been speaking to him, so it's fine.
You said that last week and I missed it. I edit sometimes. I snicker. What? Zach, SS How's Your Father last week? I don't even know what you were talking about. I was in tears in a room by myself.
The ship, the SS How's Your Father.
Exactly, except this was way before the ship went down.
No, not that ship. The shipwreck ship. The ship today, that could have been your father driving. Casey Jones over there asleep at the wheel.
Driving that train. Booze Your Daddy, the podcast. Tuesdays, we do it live. Saturdays, we post it later. People, tune into these episodes. We're doing the best we can on this quick turnaround.
It was a quick turn.
Share the episodes with anybody. Tell a coworker, tell a friend, tell a homeless person. We like when you love us.
Phones, these homeless people. So they could watch it. They got phones and time. Captive audience.
I came up with a show in the last 5 minutes. I literally just posted last week's episode maybe 5 minutes ago. I talk about being up against air. It is not good in the Snyder household.
How's it going over there? How's the little darlings?
We have one or two nights that the little guy has slept from 6 p.m. to 3 a.m., which is a huge help. Meanwhile, at daycare, we get the reports. He's taking two-hour naps there.
That's a fucking problem. Keep him up. I take two-hour naps. I could go to sleep right afterwards. You need to put some golf on for him or something.
You and I made a bet where we said the NCAA, we're taking tally right now. You and I have not discussed it because I never saw your bracket, but I did send you my bracket. I didn't get it.
Okay. I emailed it to you, but...
Email? What's that?
I sent it to that electronic mail machine you have. Work the Google. iMail. Like yogurt.
I always go with Yahoo Mail, not with yogurt mail.
So Y.
Do you say Y is in yogurt? You don't say Y is in yellow?
No, if you're not for Spaceballs fans, yogurt. I hate yogurt.
I'm not a Spaceballs fan. I'm not 47 the way you are, Zach.
There's a Y insignia in it.
You would appreciate in our area, there's a Schwartz Honda and their license plates come out saying, may the Schwartz be with you.
Oh, take my money. I would be driving six of them.
There has to be a rule against that. That should be trademarked, no?
I think Mel Brooks is going to sue them. I feel he loves it.
You got 1 point per win for the first round, for the second round. We both have booze out for this shot bet. How many total wins?
Do we say at the same time?
No, because it won't make any sense.
34.
Motherfucker. Killed you. What'd you get? 35? No. 32 for me.
You all missed me taking a shot of red breast. Next time,
maybe. That looks terrible.
It's okay. What are you shooting there?
Last time I was at...
You got a doctor.
Oh, you can see it already? You can see my... I was at Total Wines. I went to go get something recently, which this is a good story, but I did go down the shot section. They were stashed with the doctor. So I said, I'm probably going to owe a shot at some point. I'd rather not take a shot of peppermint syrup the way I did that one time, which had no booze in it. It was so viscous. It was terrible. So Dr. McGillicuddy's menthol mint. My throat's been a little parched anyways. So bottoms up.
You just buy a 2 liter bottle of that stuff. Like, let's go.
This is 99 cents. This is good.
Yeah, so good.
Bottoms up.
Bottoms up. And gun to my head, it might be the greatest alcohol out there. Like, it's good.
It's so hard. You basically have to let it pool in your mouth and then swallow because it doesn't come out very fast.
Is the viscous one again? Did you get screwed?
No. This is actually the doctor. That last one was an off brand. And it's not like I was saving money. These being a dollar, the other one was also 90 some cents. But I just flossed my teeth before this episode. Now I feel like I brushed them and I'm ready to go to bed.
You're good to go. The other one was Mr. McGillicuddy to steal your Dr. Scholl's joke.
No, that's a Mitch Hedberg. I would buy that stuff from Mr. Yeah. Zachy, before we get to today's episode, why don't you tell everybody what you are drinking?
Told you, I've got Asian beers for days. So today's thing, Sapporo! I've got a ton of them. I've got a menagerie in there. Qingdao, Sapporo, let's go.
What are you doing? Exactly. From the evil twin brewing, even more Irish Jesus out of North Haven, Connecticut. It is a
Holy Week because it's like Jesus-y.
4.7% alcohol by volume. It is a dry stout. I assume this is mud in a can.
Yeah. This is the most under Jesus's sandals in a can.
Also wearing sandals. So there you go.
Very Jesus-y.
Release the Kraken. Cheers.
Oh, Jesus.
I did pass this in the store. Do you ever do that where you see something, you debate, and you're like, nah, I don't need it. Then you walk away, you take four steps, and you go, I'm going to get home and regret this. That was this beer. I saw that. I went, it says Jesus.
Never. If I pass it, it's gone forever.
Really?
Yes. Okay. Hi, from Midtown Manhattan. Mm-hmm.
Ready for some inside baseball?
Yes.
Don't ask when. Don't ask why. Somewhere maybe 15 years ago, my mother just coined the phrase, Snyders don't go back.
Snyders don't go back. What's her maiden name? Wine. Did they go back?
Simon. Yeah, and Simon. She always says, like, she's not a real Snyder. But the fact that we'll drive somewhere and then you pass it, and I'm like, oh, no, you bet. She's like, Snyders don't go back. That's not like an ancient proverb from our family. It's not our insignia.
It's excellent. Couldn't get a million in here. Snyders don't go back. She's just a wealth of things. And by the way, I'm a big fan of, no, we've gone too far. And then Harold and Kumar blew and stole it. Snyders don't go back is great. That's like Goonies Never Say Die. It's incredible.
My mother has no idea what a Goonie is. So she thinks she made it up, and she does live her life by that.
Could be a Goonie.
Ready for something else that she would be proud of?
Go on.
I buy a 24.
What did Alan do?
This might be more of a Tonto Marlene thing. Mm. I bought a 24 of that Happy Dad, just thinking,
oh yeah,
the weather's getting nice. I enjoy a good refreshment. I get home, I open it up, and the very first can is completely solid as far as it's together, but there's nothing in it. At some point, it had cracked, a little bit leaked. I go down. Now, Happy Dads are 24 pack was $36. So nowadays, everything's more than a dollar a can. Figure $1.50. It irked me because my total bill at this place, it was $100-some. I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. What did I do? I kept the receipt. I kept the can. I put it on the microwave, and I drive by Total Wines 3 times a day. I just said, at one point, I will need to kill some time. Last weekend, I said, you know what, Julia? I'm taking care of this now. And I walked in there ready to raise up a storm. They're busy as shit. Guy at the front desk turns to me. He goes, well, are you buying another Happy Dad? I said, you don't sell these by the singles. He says to me, well, where are the other 24? And I responded, in my belly. He then goes, all right, doesn't look at the receipt. He says, I don't know. What does this go for? Like $5? I'm going to give you a $5 gift card. Go do your shopping. Come back. I'll give you the card. And now, I didn't plan on buying anything when I was there. But meanwhile, do the math on it. It was like $1.50 for this can.
He's got you by the balls because you bought a lot more than that you didn't need or want.
I was in the mood for a Marg in a can. So I went to the Marg aisle. I found a 4-pack, $15 on sale for $11. Go back to the thing. Get the $5. I now get a 4-pack of margaritas for $7 with tax and tip and everything.
Okay, a Betsy Elia. It was a proverb or a teaching. The people at the point of sale don't get paid enough to care.
It's true.
Just, they don't give a shit. This guy could have taken a $5 bill to the register and given you one and taken one. Like, fucking whatever, man.
We've done this before. Quote Linda Snyder, help will kill you.
Will kill you.
If your last name was Total Wine,
you should write a book. I wouldn't read it, but they should write one.
Yeah. I don't know if I could be in a car with our mothers together.
Let them pull me over. I don't give a shit. I'm driving 120.
Pull you over? I think I just might go off the cliff. Like Thelma and Louise, just holding
them hold the can. They're doing
this. So that all happened. Zach, episode 222. It's a new phrase I just heard today. Calling this one
Maryland tough, Baltimore strong.
Yeah, apparently that's the new phrase that we're going with for this national tragedy that happened. And before I do say anything, the people that reach out to me to see if I was okay, my family was okay, super, super sweet.
Your family works on a bridge at 1 a.m.
You know, this was not an act of terrorism. As a Baltimore guy with so much Baltimore pride, like, you don't even know how much Maryland shit I actually own. You only see it one at a time. I couldn't care less.
I thought it was the most Baltimore thing of all time. It was perfect. Like, I feel bad that 6 people died, but the whole thing was perfect.
We're up to eight.
I'm sorry. And like, it is sad. It's ridiculous. He crashed into a bridge and the thing just tumbled down like a science project.
I've seen movies where it was visual effects that looked more fake.
Yeah.
It's like
watching your balsa wood bridge break in like 8th grade.
I saw this, and Baltimore used to be the city that reads, which was great. I don't know if I ever told you this, but the park benches always said city that reads, and they would have newspapers next to it. The homeless people took the newspapers, laid them on the bench to sleep, and it would be a person sleeping on the newspapers where you go, no, that's not how you ingest news via osmosis.
You just read off of them while they're sleeping? Like, hey, don't move for a while. I'm midway through this column.
You've smelled homeless right before, right?
Yeah. The entire city has pissed themselves. New York City.
It's so bad.
Like, 1 out of 4 people on the subway has not pissed themselves.
You mean that day, or it was like I pissed myself?
No, like on that train, on that ride. Yeah. The whole city smells of weed and piss.
Then we became Charm City, and now we're trying to do this like Maryland. I like it when they do the Vegas strong, Boston strong. If anything terrible happens, I'm all for it. I'm always going to band together. I'm like, it sucks. Now here's where it gets scary. Hey Zach, do you know where my mother does for a living and where she works?
She croupiers or deals. She's a dealer.
Downtown Baltimore graveyard shift. My sister texts me in the morning and goes, "Is mom okay?" And I go, "Do you know where she works and how she gets home?" That thing is way south of us. It's 17 minutes south of where my mother works. Although my mom was in the casino when it happened. I talked to her today and said, "Did you even hear it?" She goes, "In a casino? You can't hear fucking anything there." You're like, "No, I don't even know." So she's doing just fine. She's an AC for the day.
A lot of back.
A lot of action. Zach, I was going to build an episode around this. I could have interrupted any of our last couple of podcasts with breaking news. And it kind of goes with the theme of today or what happened with the bridge. I killed a guy.
Killed a guy? Laura Bush killed a guy? Like, you killed a guy?
Killed a guy.
Well, I have a whole episode here, but throw this shit away. How did you kill him? And like, are you being sued? And is any of this evidence? Am I aiding and abetting right now?
This was a very sick patient that, when I tell you I have some patients that struggle to walk, I have some patients that can't sit on the edge of the bed. This guy couldn't lie down straight. Literally, when you raise the hospital bed, he falls over. He was 86 and really not doing well. And when I tell you we're going back and forth, and I coordinated with another therapist to go, because she can't lift this guy and get him to do anything. And I'm thinking, oh, he says he walked a month ago, but he can't do anything. So we go there and she says, well, Mr. Johnson, we want to get you sitting straight so you can eat. And this guy is falling out of the bed, ridiculousness. And then we're talking. Finally, I looked at him and I said, hey, do you think you could sit up straight maybe, or at least try? By the way, that's my therapy voice. It's a lot more like da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And he turns to me and goes, if I could, don't you think I would? And I then got real simpy. I said, sir, I'm literally just trying to help you. I am not trying to be, and I got kind of like aggressive, which I don't
What's
ever
the
do
end game with a guy like that? Why send a therapist? Why not just send a hooker, like, or a stripper? Like, what's the point?
He says he was walking a month ago, which I was like, oh, bullshit. No chance. So those were the last words he ever heard, was me yelling at him after he snapped at me.
He died right then and there.
I can see that he has a sheet on, but you can tell the sheet's low enough that he's either not wearing anything or he's in a diaper or something. So I said, I always say, may I take the blanket off? And you can clearly see he has a diaper, which is not even tucked in, which needs to be changed. There's three of us there because he has a full-time aide, me, the OT. I am the person now where we roll him to his right. I am standing to his right. I reach over. I'm now pulling him and holding him while they do the stuff in the backside to take care of him. I look down at the guy. Let's call him Frankie for the sake of this. I say, hey, Frankie, you doing okay? Frankie. He kind of like nods at me or whatever. And then, hey, Zach, do you remember the name in Murders in an Only Building? Do you remember the name of the actual musical that they were doing?
Death Rattle Dazzle?
I think it was called Death Rattles. Was it Razzle Dazzle?
Rattle, Death Rattle Dazzle. At the end.
I then am holding this guy and I checked in on him once or twice. I heard death rattles. I heard the like kind of gurgling, like what's going on? And I said, hey, are you okay? And then now I roll him back. I now am like shaking him. We check for a pulse, nothing. I now start doing something called a sternal rub. Take a knuckle right on here. That'll get anybody. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. It's now EMS. It's now paramedics. It's EMT. The OT, by the way, who is a first responder, thank heaven, is on the 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. And I'm on the phone calling people, yada, 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 one less patient. True story.
I went to a real estate closing today and they screwed us on money. Same, same. like, Jesus fuck, man. First dead body?
I worked in a cadaver lab, dummy.
No. Those are pre-dead. Like, first dead person you saw die on you. Like,
yes and no. Maybe. A little
stand
bit.
Stand by me. Want to see a dead body? You're going to call people.
The worst was when the daughter showed up and she wasn't doing so great. I was like, you guys might want to hang out. You might have a 2-for-1 today.
She cute?
A BOGO? No, this lady was also in her 60s and not doing great.
I've been to one of those.
Zach, before we get quirky, you also have top of the new. Tell me. Talk to me.
What?
How was your day today?
Oh, my day was fine. It was a day. I was just kidding. Like, it was a bit of a fucking real estate closer. I was just trying to keep up with you.
Okay. So you want to get quirky? Go yeah, quirky.
My day was nothing. Like,
okay. I thought you said something happened.
No. We'll get to that later in the this fine program.
Let's do one more. The reason we're doing this on a Wednesday is because I had my fantasy baseball draft, which we do every year with a lot of my friends that you find very annoying. And the only thing I have relevant to talk about is I want to tell you my name because I was very proud of it. I think it's funny. And every time I came up with a better name, I kept going back to it. Are you familiar with the outfitter for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Jake Sawinski?
Yes.
Team name, Monica Sawinski.
That's pretty good.
I like it.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I love it. And here's where it gets real bad. Now, there's people have themes, and Chicago Seth, who I know you love, give me a cup for my ghost. He always has something Hebrew, Jewish, whatever, and he has some bangers over the years. Well, he had Josh Jung on his team, and I sent him a week or two ago, good Jungtiff.
Pretty good.
And he goes, that's really good. I said, you're not going to use it. He goes, no, you made the joke. I'm not doing it. I said, dude, it's fine.
I give you credit. I was so mad if I had to use someone else's joke, it would kill me.
He said, I'll think about it. But good Jungtiff was real, and good is like G-U-T, which yeah, G-U-T. Makes it even better. Anyways, he picked his name last night and he decided not to use it. He went with pitcher for the Diamondbacks, Brandon Pfaadt. It's just like P-F-A-A-T. He's a guy, right? On my team. Seth went with Tubish Pfaadt, which
Better. Yours is better. Yeah.
I disagree. I think his is equally good and original, which I'm going to see him next week. But if he listens to this in the head, head just claps. I give him 3 snaps.
I don't like it.
Alrighty. Zachy, be quirky, eat jerky, get murky.
Okay. And a lot of these are going to be questionable jerkies. Like, what the fuck is with the Wario McDonald's, the W McDonald's, where they're flipping it over because of some goddamn anime thing a lot of McDonald's are doing? This is your account. It's like quirky, and they did commercials about it that would be like different McDonald's. I don't like it.
Do you know what I know about anime? Anything that Julia's nephew talked about, which when he gets going, I just literally
turn
out.
What do you really know about anime?
Zero. Not my thing. I find
Japanimation?
It weird. No. Other than, I don't know if anime and Twitch are related, but apparently the number one Twitch guy has cancer and it's making all the news.
Yeah, but he also has Bukkake, I'm sure. No good. Anyway, ew, you do the thing. So also, staying with McDonald's for 500, McDonald's is a partnership with Krispy Kreme. How fat do we all have to get?
Like, just, who did that before? Was it KFC that was doing those like cronut?
I have no idea, but McDonald's and Krispy Kreme coming to McDonald's locations nationwide by the end of 2026. There has to be a 2-year rollout for this shit. It's a donut. Just put it in there.
Over under 3.5. How many Krispy Kremes have I ever eaten in my life?
Over, but they're not that great. Under?
You're a Dunkin' guy? I've never had it. Oh, yeah. But I don't get Dunkin' Donuts, but I'm a Dunkin' guy.
I like old school like donuts. Like, give me the weird ones, like a crawler.
A bear claw?
Yeah. Now I'm talking. Like a good bear claw. Sauce Gardner says his intentions were positive when he said, quote, Jews run the world. And it's in the NY Jewish Week, which my dad sends me stuff for.
I didn't click on that. I saw that and just went with, I don't care. Like, but
a,
yeah, okay.
Maybe he's right. B, they don't pay his salary. It's done by the Johnsons. But here's my bigger issue with it. Why the fuck do athletes think we need their hot takes, or that they need to chime in on these topics, or that they're going to add anything to the discussion? I want my Jewish news? I do not go to Sauce Gardner.
Hey, maybe this is the pot calling the kettle African-American. They all have podcasts now, and I couldn't give a shit less. I don't care. You want to make it even worse? Colin was out 2 weeks ago, and so what they do is every day he takes the whoever's on FX doing the 3 to 6 a.m. shift, he'll give them a day. Whoever does the 6 to 9, basically all the other people, Gottlieb, he will then fill them in. There is a show with LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and some other asshole that is amazing, and I actually have it on to talk about. It is so good.
Really?
And then you know what happens every time after they're like, and if you want to listen to more of us, you know what I do? Never listen to them again, because it's only so many hours in the day. And even now, JJ Redick went viral this past week for a lot of his comments. He's doing a podcast with LeBron. I just don't care. These guys are relevant while they're relevant, and there's just too many of them.
Parents reserve park benches with threatening note for kid's birthday party. Can it be you from Milo? This is for a 4-year-old's party. Don't be the one to mess it up. Thank you. On the benches.
Zach, we literally went and reserved Milo's first birthday this past weekend.
Invite?
And let's just say down the stretch they come.
Going to be at the ponies?
And we are on the 50-yard line. Not near the 50-yard line, on the 50-yard line.
At the rail? Because Fleischlight was like at the back stretch. Ridiculous.
No, we are like, you're going to take a picture with your camera and then we can review it.
Nice. Physicists weigh in on whether Scrooge McDuck could actually swim in pool of gold coins. The result?
No.
No, he cannot.
This is
how injured would you get?
This is Christopher Reeves. This is literally, he'd snap C5, C6 and done.
Christopher Reeves?
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually am one of those people who I'm terrified of diving in shallow pools. Throughout my course of schooling, and this was way before PT school, I met a lot of handicapped people that were like, famous last words, hey guys, watch this.
Did you kill any of them?
Do you know what the worst part was? I didn't feel that bad. If rolling onto your side kills you, it was close. And I do feel bad for the family, but as far as the guy, like, the fact that the daughter came and goes, you know what, it was good that he died in his sleep. I was like, yes, yeah, sleep. We were wiping his ass.
Sleeping, Jason. It's not good. $113 million of cocaine found after a high-speed boat chase off the coast of Colombia. Can't beat a good boat chase. Open ocean. It's just, boat chases are not nearly, they don't get enough play. Well, it's up there with an airport meltdown. It's a good boat chase. You don't see a lot. This, I don't even know where to go with this story. Jonte Porter of the Raptors. Are you following it?
I know the story.
It's insane.
Tell our audience, because nobody knows.
He's a nothing player. Nobody. But like, you can bet literally anything. Essentially, will the guy show up? So there were games where his over-under was like 10, and a few of them, people took the under, and he would play like 4 minutes and he got hurt, and it ended up being the number one biggest bet of the day or something on certain sites. So people people essentially knew ahead of time he was going to fake an injury or whatever. He totally controls his own destiny when you're betting the under. Bet the over, you gotta go do it. You bet the under and like sprain your ankle, but you played 4 minutes. You're just shit out of luck. It becomes a trend. Usually people don't take no names for the under. When they do, and it's the biggest bet of the day, some red flags.
I've heard a lot of commentary about this just in my sphere that I follow. Ready for the best one? Because most people now are saying this is why sports gambling is bad, because the best take I heard was, you know what? They caught this very quickly. This is pro DraftKings. Look when somebody made a bet and how quick they caught it and got rid of the... Because keeping in mind, back in the day, you could shave points or whatever through a bookie.
Nobody knew.
But now that it's a big bet, this is actually a good thing for sports gambling. Not my own thought, but I went, you know what? You're right.
You're not wrong. And meanwhile, every fucking commercial, I'm sure, on the same sports that told me about this was for Bet365 or DraftKings or MGM or whatever the poor people bet on.
Caesars?
Him too. So yeah, all of that stuff. And the one that gets me going. I truly don't know how this person is still alive. This is a gots to kill situation.
Gots to go.
Gotta kill them in the moment. Brazen passenger on an airplane. So we're good. Blasted for resting foot on fellow flyer's armrest. Would accidentally spill my drink. You gotta kill this person.
The sock helps. I was imagining a grimy
toe. The sock helps, but you've gotta turn surface. You don't even warm up. You've just gotta be screaming. You have to open at a 14. Like, just turn and go insane. Ow. The passengers alerted the flight attendant, but then the question is, one crew member said, flight attendant, tell us, don't deal with it. We will yell at them for you and like it. So the flight attendant said, they're going to love yelling at this person. I would be a lunatic flight attendant. I would be the one, like, literally just sit me in the corner and call me when the weird guy acts up. If I fly for, like, I won't serve you a drink, I will just fly on different flights, and I'm going to wait for the meltdown because I want to get involved. You know, you just got to kill this person.
How are they sitting that they can put their, is it through the seats or is it the one next to them?
It looked like it was the aisle, but through the seat is really, it just comes at you. It is sitting there and it shoots through the seat.
Dude, we have a flight in 3 months, 2 months with Milo. He can't sit still for 5 seconds right now. I have no idea what we're going to do with this.
Where are you going?
One of the islands for a wedding. It's literally on his birthday. Yeah, saying something. John Martin. You know, John's. Who knows? The apostle.
Yeah. I would. You got to kill this person. For me, airplane and being brazen, you're checking a lot of boxes. Tasering is bingo.
I'm blowing through your what you're watching to give you a week or two to catch up, because usually you just say the same crap over and over again. But if you like a good boat chase, I watched a crappy movie this past weekend. I wouldn't have made it past the first 5 minutes. I thought that there was going to be a lot of Post Malone in this movie, and he's only in the first 2 minutes. And I thought Conor McGregor was making a cameo. And turns out he is literally the second or third biggest character in this movie.
You watched New Roadhouse?
I love Conor, man. What do you want from me?
What I want from you? Here's what I want from you. I want you to see the original Roadhouse first.
They made a movie out of that?
Fucking guy. Because the original Roadhouse is maybe the greatest movie ever made. It's like right above The Godfather or something like that. Like a town run by martial law and kicking.
The remake is so bad, and the worst part about it is I'm somebody who's literally trying to follow the plot. There were two or three plot lines that I turned to Julie and I go, all right, we just need to know why that other thing happened. There's things they never explained. Like, well, never even talked.
There's no plot. It's get me the best bouncer in the country. Like, this is a commonly known thing. Like, you can just put on the glass door, I want to find the best bouncer. And yet they find him. It's sweet. If I give you a week to find me the best bouncer in the country, where do you start?
Strip clubs?
Little Darlings?
I've been there. They was big.
No, some of them briefly. We left. Some didn't. They didn't make it.
P. Shadoo of the week. I have 10 candidates. Somehow I came up with 10 candidates. I am so excited about a lot of these. Exciting. First one, James Harden of James Harden fame. Last week was in a game. He's on the paper clippers, they call them now, who are actually doing quite well with 4 stars and even only one ball. They are blowing some team out in the third quarter. James Harden drives the lane, kicks it out to a wide open Kawhi Leonard. And when I say wide open, I mean James Harden was the closest person. As Kawhi squares up, James Harden runs out and tries to block his own teammate from shooting a 3-pointer.
That's amazing.
They asked him after the game, they said, what the hell are you doing? He goes, trying to motivate my team to stay interested in this game. I mean, he literally made the pass. I think Kawhi made it, which is pretty good. James Harden is such an asshole. We've had him on our list so many times, which this was one of those things. I'm going to send you the clip. You're going, what the hell did he do? It's so weird. Next one just happened today. Do you know who Sage Steele is? She used to be on ESPN.
Yeah, I know who she is.
I have a soft spot in my heart because she started off with Masson, which is Mid-Atlantic Sports Network, which is what the Orioles were always on. She was interviewing Dana White because Sage Steele has a podcast. Somehow they got Dana White to come out. She sits down and one of the first questions, she goes, well, so Joe Rogan, what is Joe Rogan's biggest dreams? And Dana White looks at her and is like, Joe, I don't, Joe, oh, Dana White. She flat out called him the wrong, and he even was like, I came all the way out here to do your podcast.
I would have left right then and there.
I assume he's getting, and this only promotes his sport, which is growing and growing and growing. It is so cringy, man.
Oh, I think it would promote it just as much if he had got up and left. Yeah, that would be viral too.
To be fair, they both kind of look similar and they're in the same vein, but Dana's response was, he goes, I've been bald long before Joe was.
It's a good answer, but
yeah, Jesus, he was trying.
That's really bad.
I caught this right at my patient's house, my last patient of the day. Remember how the Sopranos booth... like a week or two ago.
Oh.
Remember the Sopranos booth went for 80 grand?
Yeah.
Hold my bada bing. The famous prop door from Titanic where Rose was on it and could have let Leo on just went to auction. How much?
240.
Oh my God.
000.
We're going to be here a while. Start going
really?
Higher.
2 mil?
It was like 700 something thousand dollars for the prop that was used in the, it's okay, we can hold it. And then they did a, we've done the test and she could not have let him on. It's like the biggest controversy ever, which I saw on Mythbusters. Leo could have gotten on there, but spoiler alert, Leo's doing quite well for himself these days, so don't worry about him.
He's doing good. I'm watching her show, too. Her show is bordering on unwatchable.
Yeah, we talked about this last week. Remember runs.
No, but like, do you watch
there is your team? No, I don't have time. There's a famous stadium in Queens that has just debuted a rainbow cookie in an egg roll for this upcoming season of your New York.
What? Fleischer sent us the rainbow cookie Wellington.
How many did he eat already? Six?
Oh, what do they got? Yeah, the Wellington was...
It sounds terrible.
Yeah, doesn't look good.
Just keep putting that bacon on a stick and keep serving them up.
The bacon hot dogs there were fantastic.
Chick-fil-A, who is very low on their morals, is now coming to the dark side and in saying, to keep up with modern times and diseases, we have to put antibiotics in our chicken that we're going to serve you.
Meh.
Yeah, they all do it. But do you know why they're doing this? So they can keep pumping them things full of all the GMOs possible.
Absolutely.
If you've never seen Super Size Me 2, it's scary.
No, I haven't. I saw that movie. Yeah, the fat guy.
The one where the chickens literally have heart attacks all the time.
I didn't see the second one. I saw the first. There's a sequel.
Obviously, everybody saw the first one. The sequel is about chicken and the fact that they can't walk because they pump them full of crap that make the breasts grow so big. And then when they go to round them up, half of them die of a heart attack. Because it's like, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger got a pacemaker installed this week.
Did he? I was like, the chickens died. Were you their therapist?
That's going to be good for a couple weeks, right?
A while.
Who would have thunk that doing anabolic steroids for 30 years is not good for your heart?
Can't believe he's still alive because the Macho Man's heart exploded. So did Ken Caminiti's.
BlackRock CEO Larry something or other came out and said people need to stop retiring at 65, work longer.
Fuck him.
People are just basically living too long and they're drowning their retirements. We should be retiring at a later age. I'm thinking...
Have a plan. Have something that has renewable income.
Truth. This past week, there was a UFC, which is a very small event, and I didn't see a single second of it because I couldn't give a shit. Usually, they give out these bonuses. It's called Fight of the Night. This past week, they gave out an award. It was called Bite of the Night. One guy had another guy kind of, they were wrestling. Next thing you know, he starts screaming. The referee stops it. He comes up. The guy has a full circle bite mark on the inside. Loser is disqualified, immediately kicked out of the UFC. But the best one was the following morning, that guy who was bitten had already gone out and gotten the bite marks tattooed onto his arm.
Good for him. I like it.
Alrighty. There was a Tennessee race that an English woman finished for the first time a woman ever finished it, where part of the race is eating uncooked meat. The other part of the race is you have to do your running around the referee's smoking schedule. I read this. I was like, this is not real. I don't even know what to do with this.
Incredibly charming.
But the number one story that I had this past week, and I heard this day on the news, this really bothered me. You know how dogs, they ever see most animals in this world that aren't other dogs, or sometimes dogs, they will just go eat them. They don't give a shit. They hate everything. Well, there was some Instagram account that went super viral. I believe they're in Australia. Not the reason that this bothers me. Where some dog befriended a bird, and this bird would land on it, and they started taking pictures. They put it on the Instagram. It has 2 million followers, which you're thinking to yourself, that's what people care about. But it went so viral, they found out the bird is an endangered species that escaped from some sanitarium. They have now separated the bird and the dog. So now they're all, people are up in arms. This whole story, I'm going, I think the piece should do are the people that give a shit about this. This is
not so like that they separated them. Let them be friends.
I can't believe the dog didn't eat the bird.
People are friends.
James Harden blocking Kawhi, Sage Steele calling Dana Joe, Titanic door selling for 700K, City Field rainbow cookie egg roll, Chick-fil-A serving up antibiotics, Black Rose CEO, work more, bite of the night, Tennessee race, and dog and bird.
All right.
Their friendship is severed.
I'm going to throw in a write-in. For anyone who tells you that they're coming to your local city 6 months ago, and then you forget about it, and then tells you, hey, I'm in town, want to hang out on a goddamn Wednesday, when they know you're not going to actually be able to do it, because we have this fine how do you do, and or maybe tomorrow. That is totally a, I don't want to hang out with you, but I'm being nice because you're my cousin. Samantha and Shelby.
You're not their cousin.
You're their cousin. But no, but I hope you had a good day today. I hope you didn't step in a puddle or roll your ankle. that. Who tells you the day of? No lead time? Don't
day
like
before.
It.
Yeah, day before.
Day before or a week. I mean, I thought you were going to bring up, you know, Puff Daddy.
Don't as, care. As
a, so here's my question about, do I care? By the way, the answer to your thing is Sage Steele. That's horrible.
Wait till you see the video.
The thing with Diddy or Daddy or whatever, I don't actually know or care. Any, a, how does one get into the human business? And when is it enough? I've got Grammys. I'm an actor. I'm a producer. Yeah, it's not enough. Let me go sell some people.
Do you know how big he is? Most celebrities get 15 minutes of fame, which can be a year, 2 years. Puff Daddy has been relevant for almost 30 years, man.
But when is it enough? So that's not enough? He has to get into the people selling business? Into the sex trafficking business? Music isn't enough? Most people are like, I don't to be a rapper. No. Yeah, I'm going to try my hand at sex trafficking and see where this whole thing goes.
It's like a gateway drug, Zach. You start off with one thing and then it just doesn't do it. You're telling me you've never started off watching a movie or a clip of something and you're like, this isn't good enough for me. I want to see more of something. Next thing you know, you're like, how did I get here? It's like a Wikipedia. You click this, click this. That's what Puff Daddy did.
I'm really not a rabbit hole guy. I get what I need and get out. And yes, you told me I didn't block the time, but you could have reminded me. And Shelby, you're not excused. Aiden and Abettin.
Who's Your Daddy, the podcast. Thanks for listening to tonight's episode. We had fun. We're going to keep doing this. Zach, what major landmark in New York could go down and you literally wouldn't give a shit the way I do about the Francis Scott Key Bridge?
No, I love them all.
GW would mess you up.
No, I would be helping a candlelight vigil. What about that? A Kosciuszko Bridge? You know what I'll tell you what landmark? Whichever one Shelby and Samantha are currently standing in.
I'm going Throgs net.
You killed a guy.